Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 15 for Thursday, August 13th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts corrected higher Thursday morning as the market recouped some of the massive losses suffered in the previous session. ICE canola was anywhere from $6 to $7 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $488.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures were bullish for the market. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. However, this week's USDA supply and demand estimate survey is likely to dominate the oilseed markets for an extended period of time. The survey pointed toward a bumper crop for both soybeans and corn. Concerns over China's decision to devalue its currency has cast a chill across the market as traders gauge how it will affect the Asian country's appetite for foreign commodities like oil seeds and vegetable oil. Weather conditions across Western Canada are mainly favorable as farmers prepare for harvest. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 8 to 9 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.18 a bushel. Light buying lifted the market substantially this morning after prices plummeted during the most recent session, hitting two-month lows. The USDA's forecast of a bumper crop for U.S. soybeans surprised many in the industry and will make it tough for any sustained rallies to take place. Elsewhere, corn was 3 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.71 per bushel. Prices corrected higher after the USDA's forecast calling for a large U.S. corn crop sent shockwaves through the market. Technical buying was the main feature of today's activity. South Korea has bought 60,000 tons of corn. The European Union's corn crop is pegged at 59.6 million tons. That is down from a previous projection of 66 million tons. U.S. wheat was 7 to 8 cents higher, with the September contract sitting at $5.01 per bushel. The wheat market was also correcting higher after steep losses in corn and soybeans pushed it down yesterday. Egypt is on the hunt for wheat right now, with Ukraine trying to work a deal. Tunisia is also looking for over 200 tons. The September and November contracts of wheat are receiving support at the $5 per bushel level. Weekly export sales from the U.S. are estimated at 400,000 metric tons to 600,000 metric tons. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 13th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.